Today on Tangy Talks, we have a great episode. However, we had some technical difficulties with our microphones, but I hope you enjoy today's episode.
Memorial Day week here, flying by, man. Flying by. We got a lot going on, a lot of fun things in our world. I mean, I guess some unique experiences. We have something we're trying for the first time. Why don't you tell people what we got going on?
We have so much. We've got a list of what we got going on, but all exciting things. I think first we'll start with our first promotion. We're promoting a fighter called, name is Christian Estiling. I'm really, really excited about it. He's one of the top fighters, and we think that he might be, you know, one of the big ones next in MMA. So we're promoting him. We have our logo on his shorts. We have a banner on the ringside as well. So, you know, I think he's a great person to sponsor it, to represent Tangy, and I think he'll take it to the next level. So excited for that.
I think it's fun. Look, we're looking for unique experiences. We talk it all the time. We're like, this opportunity came to us. We're like, all right, maybe we get into the fight game. Maybe Tangy and they're adding a little, spice, sweetness.
Fighting the competition, right. Maybe.
Fighting the competition, looking for fun things to do. Yep. So I'm excited about that.
Same here.
You there, proud.
June, I don't want to get this date wrong, but I believe it's June 14th.
All right, well, sure.
June 14th. So I know the tickets and pre-sales will be out. I won't be able to make it into attendance, but either yourself or William will hopefully be there to represent Tangy. And I think it'll be a fun, little different thing that we're trying out.
And maybe we raffle off some tickets.
That'll be cool.
We do that. Super we're going to raffle off some tickets. So we're going to get two tickets and we'll raffle them off to one of you lucky listeners and viewers out there. So keep an eye on the socials. If you're not following us, go ahead and find us on Tangy, on Instagram, and on LinkedIn if you use LinkedIn, or here on YouTube. We'll make sure to raffle it off. Look at that idea. It just popped up here.
There you go. Super cool. And then we got hospitality mentor, right?
Oh, yeah. So here's something new. Tangy, we don't just do short-term rentals. We are a hospitality solutions company. We're finding unique places to do events. So we talked about the boxing. I have brand the Hospitality Mentor, where I do big networking events. We started, we've done two where about 150 people showed up each time.
They've been great.
This time we want to elevate that.
There you go.
We're going to be doing it at the Mayfair House Hotel and Garden in Coconut Grove that just got their two Michelin keys for award-winning hotel. We've got a ballroom there and we've got a lot more coming up. It'll be July 10th. From 6 to 8 p.m. on July 10th, and Tangy is powering it. So they're going to, not there. We are going to be using our team to really bring it to the next level, bring in great sponsors and vendors and make it really unique. So keep an eye on that. That's fun.
It's going to be great. Yeah. Hospitality Mentor powered by Tangy has a ring to it.
It's catchy.
We hopefully could power a lot of more things, right?
Yeah. Power a lot more things, but I think it's a unique place. Fun event, a lot of good people there from hotel, vacation rental, cruise industry, restaurants, all in one room. I think it'll be fun to get everybody here to see what's going on.
And then we got two more cool things that we're also in the works. We want to have our interesting personnel dinner.
Cool, right? People dinner. We
said people dinner.
We're trying to work on the title, but yeah. Get some people in a room and have fun dinner.
Yeah, that'll be really cool. And then also setting up a... basically hosting an event with just realtors that we've worked with in the past, and realtors that we're still currently working with. We bring them all into one room, show them what we got going on, show them what, you know, happening in the market, you know, best practices. And it's going to be super fun as that we're going to do it in one of our homes. So show them kind of what we do, and, you know, best practices in the home itself. So they know how to speak to, you know, future investors and what to do with future investors. We're trying to get into the short-term rental game, and we talk about it a lot in this podcast of what to do and what not to do. I know you were discussing this not too long ago with Will Slickers and talking a little bit, giving him a little tour of Miami and showing him all of buildings going up. So
we were on stuff. Yeah, so yesterday it was interesting. So if you're here in Miami, I think it's good to see, because it hit like national news, 8,500 rentals. I talked about it last week. Like warning you guys, but I wanted to take somebody who's big into the vacation rental and short-term rental world and show them. And the way to do it, I realized, is on this Metro Mover we have here. So if you're from Miami, you know the Metro Mover. It's a free trolley or train that goes around downtown and Brickell and Edgewater, but it goes in a circle around all of the cranes that are going on here in Miami. And he was shocked to see it. I think from an outsider, like you see a lot of construction, but when you see it all within like 12 blocks,
it's incredible. Yeah, I mean, I live here, and we went to the Formula One race, and you took me to on the Metro Mover, and we went all the way to Biscayne, and we crossed the bridge over there, and you showed me the Nativo building and got a really cool tour. So even me living here, you know, going through that and seeing everything going up, it's really eye-opening. So it's super cool, and I really do like the idea of Steve Turk experiences. And
I'm going to start doing tours. I would really hear that. On your right, you'll find a museum, the Frost Museum, known for its aquarium and sharks.
You can do it. Natural.
But we love it. A lot of exciting things going on. Hopefully you all can share with us as we're doing it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So you can meet us in person July 10th. Maybe at the boxing thing, as we give out tickets, we'll be there. So like building this community up that we've got, and we're excited to see you all out there.
Yeah, right? I'm excited too. Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of our cool things to, like you said, get the community together. And I don't think there's a lot or enough of that going on here in South Florida. So with all we got going on with Tangy, and then also with, you know, Favor, that we are co-chairs for that association as well. We're setting up events for that as well. So we have a lot of fun stuff going on as far as events, and a lot of cool things going on with the company itself as well. You know, doing a lot of remarketing, fixing up our website, putting things kind of together, right? To take it to the next level.
We're taking things to the next level. So we've got our website. We hope to get done. We've been trying to buy companies. We've got a lot of moving pieces. Waiting for our zoning verification letter for glamping to see if we can make that happen. So a lot of hooks out in the water, and we're excited to share more of these things with you. But I think it's time for the news. We're getting a lot of updates.
Let's do it.
Of what's going on in the world. And look, the first one, it's Memorial Day weekend. There is a lot happening, but one of the most interesting things is that there is a 10% increase in Airbnb search from last year for traveling on this weekend. So we've seen in the news that this is going to be the busiest Memorial Day in the history of the country, with all these flights and people going places. It's not just hotels that are winning, but it's also the popularity of beach, which we expect, but also rural areas. So people looking to go out into nature,
okay,
and see what's going on. Where are you trying to go? Like,
this? I love it. Yeah, I mean, one of the places here, I mean, Miami, we have Key West right in our backyard. So always, you know, if I get the opportunity to go to the Keys, you know, during Memorial weekend, I know it's get busy with boaters and a lot of traffic. But that's one way to, you know, go to a rural area where you have a lot of experiences and outdoors. Yeah. So that's kind of my go-to. And then sometimes, you know, if I am able to catch a flight and go somewhere else, I like to kind of do South Carolina, Charleston, do the city. There's a lot of, you know, areas for hiking and stuff like that. So those are my favorite two top places.
Why do you think this year, like, rural all of a sudden blew up? Why do you think people are looking for, like, these rare, like,
it's a great
nature,
question. It's a great question.
Out of the middle of nowhere? What do you think that is?
Yeah, I think it comes in line with, you know, the what we keep talking about with glamping and all these things popping up. And after COVID, that, you know, I started playing golf right after COVID because that was the only thing that was kind of allowed to do. You were outdoors, you were out in nature, and I think people got the taste of it. Like, what else can we do? You know, that outdoors and it's open, and you can bring your family and you could enjoy a different type of experience. And I think it all falls in line. And we saw that surge right after COVID. So it has to be something in there.
It's also interesting in this article that we read that there's a decrease in how far people are going. So they're staying closer to home, but still looking to do something, right? So air travel is really expensive. Like, you have a family and a child. I have a family and children. All of a sudden you start looking at tickets, fly somewhere, like, getting crazy to go places.
It's expensive. Yeah, I'm taking advantage that my son is not 2 years yet, so we are planning a little bit of further vacation, or, you know, a little bit more away. I have a trip coming up next month to Italy, and we're taking advantage that he doesn't have to pay for a ticket yet, you know, flight ticket. So
are you staying in vacation home, or are you staying in hotels?
Half and half. So we're doing hotels in Milan, and then I think we're going to do a vacation rental in Switzerland, so that'll be fun. Never for that.
Cool. Yeah, so it's interesting. So local economies are excited because people are still going out. They're traveling. They're just not going as far. But I think it's cool for these rural towns, because some of these small towns may not have gotten visitors, and now people are coming in there. So we talked about this a couple of shows ago. But like, some of these unique towns that maybe you wouldn't have thought about to invest in, this is kind of showing it. Like, if you get to look at these small town lists again, we have to go back and look at it. But people are going to small towns, and you can invest in those places that don't have hotels, got Airbnbs on farms or by the mountains or by national parks. That's pretty cool to see what they're doing.
Yeah, so much opportunity and just thinking creatively. You know, there's, like you said, there's a lot of locations. Like, We speak to it a lot with one of our friends. His name is Forrest with Atkin Acres, out in Kentucky, and they're building on 40 acres of land. They're building a really cool glamp site with, you know, a lot of things to do on that site. So Kentucky, you know, another place right there. We're talking about rural, and there's just so much opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, look, I always talk about the Bright Line. I don't think I've talked about it here, but we took it coming home from F1. I took it to go up to Palm Beach from Miami. Right. And there were so many cool places along the way. I was like, man, I kind of wish I could stop at
some
places.
Right?
Especially when you go to Orlando, you take that whole trip and see how much like small towns you're flying
it's
through.
Incredible.
You go on the train.
Yeah, that's right. We stopped and I started looking at that little area where there was like a bunch of coffee shops and you could see right from the train.
Yeah.
That was right by Aventura. I remember that.
But like that kind of thing's like, I think it's unique. People are staying closer. They're not flying as far, but I think within that 2 to 3, 4 hour drive, people are going and willing to check out some cool places. But
yeah, it's super cool.
So if you're looking to invest in places or buy something, keep that top of mind. Beaches and rural destinations are the big hitters for this Memorial Day and for the summer, it looks like. So keep that in mind. Next topic. We talked about this a little bit in California where people are trying to get things, vacation homes banned. And this is another area where in Long Beach, California, it's now banned. So officially the only place in the country where they have banned unhosted short-term rentals. So what does that mean? Can't have a home and rent it out in this area of Long Beach because you have to be someone staying in the property. It has to be a place that you're actually a host in that home and can no longer rent out your home totally. And that's because of all the bad actors out there. It started from a couple of homes in one neighborhood that were party homes. They were opening for production. They were like doing video shoots. They were doing multiple like parties in there. Then they had a shooting. So at like 2 a.m, they were doing a film production of I think it looks like it was some kind of music video. Pipe broke out, a shooting happened, and a guy died in the front yard of the neighbor, right? So that neighbor took it upon himself to say, I'm going to get this law passed, got all the homes in the neighborhood to agree to it, and now it's banned. So I think the question is, we talk about this, but I want to reemphasize, how do we balance that out, right? Because we do have homes that are legally zoned, and we have the license, but they're in neighborhoods.
Right.
How do we show that we do things the right way?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And you know, we're in Miami, so it does attract, you know, the party crowd and the production and things of that nature. So, you know, we do a lot of, you know, it starts from right before they even book the property. And we've talked about it on the show before, but it really starts in the what you're asking, you know, how you're going about with these reservations and ensuring that you have steps in place and your team is very trained in going through those steps and allowing them to make the decision of saying, hey, is this, you know, the right guest, the right group for the property, or are these, you know, guests, you know, have bad intentions? And you can pick that out pretty quickly through the communication, you know, how they're communicating, how they're answering to certain questions. You want to make sure that all of their verifications are gone through. They got their government ID verified. They have, you know, some form of communication as well. Other reviews from other hosts would be great. So, you know, I hate to see things like this happen, especially where people get hurt in properties. But, you know, this is what sometimes it boils down to. Some of these cities and states, you know, kind of doubling down and putting these things together. And, you know, I always like to, since we're hotel guys, right, and we come from hotels, I always like to see and take it to the other route, because I'm sure, you know, hotels have experienced this in certain locations and things of that nature, but I'm sure they have, you know, associations or, you know, kind of like groups or things that back then when hotels started coming up and they were having these problems that they were able to mitigate, right?
You've got zones for hotels. That's what, right. I think people argue. I was like, I didn't want to live next to a hotel. So now I'm in a neighborhood, a short-term rental shows up, party house, and I can't sleep, and all these crazy things are going on. So I understand that part. The other part is the production, like having multiple vehicles. Mm-hmm. Like we just talked about this with an owner this week, great owner, a great partner of ours, but we're going into a little bit of a slower season. Like, hey, how can we get creative, build a home? And one of the ideas was, oh, we'll do photo shoots and video shoots and productions. And the advice we gave was,
yeah. So it's definitely something that we don't want to do, especially in a residential area. Production company, you know, they'll come in, not just 3, 4, 5 people, but they'll come in 10, 15 people with tons and tons of cars. They're going to park right in front of the property and they're going to bring in so much equipment. They do their best, to, you know, to take care of the property. my brother-in-law, he loves them. He's a big production and movie director, and I've been with him in sets, and I see all of the equipment that comes in and out, heavy equipment. And like I said, as hard as you could try and as much as you could put and put precautions in place, you're opening yourself up for, you know, a lot of wear and tear with these productions. So something that we're not, you know, looking into, and I get the standpoint from the owner of being creative and creating revenue, but there's other ways.
There's other ways to do it. I think that just kind of like what this shows is being respectful to the neighbors, knowing how it's going to impact it. That the owner didn't realize. And when we explained it, it was like, oh, okay, that makes complete sense.
Right.
Like, I don't want that kind of business coming in, tearing up the house.
But for sure,
there's a lot of people who would do it and then get themselves in trouble and get overwhelmed. I mean, I remember one of the first homes at the villa where we had a rap video going on. I still have that terrible
video. It was incredible. And then while they're there, it's, you know, you have a set time that they're going to be there though. But now imagine you have 20, 25, 30 people. I remember running around kind of trying to, you know, be the bad guy, unfortunately, cutting everything because they had a set limit. It was just so many people to kind of wrestle down and, you know, have everything kind of shut down. So we're like, okay, this is a tough one.
I remember, like, they couldn't afford like a Ferrari, so they rented a Corvette. They were like revving it, and they were, you know, smoking weed in the video, like actually, and doing things. The C-rated girls dancing. I was like,
video came out cool though. I do gotta say that it
looked
good. Cool.
Beautiful house,
yeah.
Good stage.
Yeah, they were going for like a cocaine cowboy vibe. Yeah. So
even the setting, but we learned our lesson. Not what needs to happen. And they were there till way too long. And plus, we had to sit there. We had to guard the house. That's the other thing. Like when you have a guest,
another thing.
You're at home, great point. They get reviewed on Airbnb or other sites. When you take on this production thing, it's very, very challenging. So
great point. We were younger back then. We were just, you know,
learning
the game, trial and error.
We made the mistakes so that you don't have to when you're listening to this. We want to make sure that everyone is doing a good job out there with these homes. But you can get creative, you know, like you can host a dinner with a private chef. Like we're going to test those things out with our cool people dinner and work on the title, but get good people together, private chef, unique experience. Maybe we get William, our director of operations. We found out his brother is a professional celloist.
Yeah.
So, hey, look, we're going to make some fun things happen. So if you're interested in coming to the dinners, let us know. We'd love to have you.
Very unique.
So this is now, I just want to talk about Miami Beach. The Today Show from NBC put out their top 40 family-friendly destinations to visit around the world. Okay? Not the country, around the world. And Miami Beach made the list. So I love seeing that because, you know, we have families and it's becoming a place that the city of Miami Beach worked really hard, broke up with spring break. You may have seen the headlines where they broke up with spring break. We're getting rid of this too hard partying, breaking law, not safe. We're doing it again for this Memorial Day weekend where we have the beautiful air show going on for the military. That's and they're doing fun. Some concerts, but hardcore police presence again. And so I finally think that we're turning the corner to be family friendly. But somebody's coming to Miami Beach or Miami, what do you tell them to come do as a family?
Yes, it's just so much. I mean, we talked about it right in the beginning. You know, the Frost Museum, it's a great like science museum that's great for family. Not in Miami Beach specifically, but, you know, kind of away. Yeah, right off the bridge. They have great locations there. You know, Faena has a beautiful art, showing as well. That is another place that would be great. You know, maybe the Freehand Hotel with the broken shaker in the back. Maybe not exactly for families, but they do have a lot of great areas where the kids can
run
around.
To the Surf Comer Hotel. That was cool. We took our kids there and had a good cabana day over there.
The Addition has a beautiful bowling alley that a lot of people don't know about, an ice skating rink. So
a party in there before.
We've done a little team party there. So it's so much stuff to do in Miami Beach, and it's so great for families. And it's awesome to see that we didn't only get Miami Beach in there, but we got another Florida destination. So Florida is killing it right now.
Orlando did really good. So, of course, you know, got all the theme parks. I'll be there in a couple of weeks checking out some of the theme parks. But I love seeing it. And the cool thing is if you're traveling on a budget and you're going with multiple generations of families, where do most people stay? In vacation rentals, right? Because the hotels, listen, the hotel prices here, I love my hotel people and I work with them still. Stay in a room right now is like, it's crazy. $700 a night, $500 a night for a nice family friendly hotel. where you can get the entire house or, you know, cheaper. So,
yeah.
Or at the same price and get a really nice place with multiple bedrooms and a pool and have your own vacation.
There you go. And I didn't even get to ask you. You're Mr. Miami, and I didn't ask you what your top favorite Miami Beach places. Come on.
So Miami Beach, I got it for you. We're going to go on the tour here.
There you go.
We're going to start our day at South Point Park before it gets too hot with the kids. You got a nice playground out there, a little water play area. Then we'll get some food from Joe's Still Cramp To Go. Right, I have to sit down. You get it from To Go. Pack it up in your cooler. You take it over to Fifth Street Beach, where you'll hang out in your beautiful chairs. Or you can rent from my friends, the Boucher Brothers.
There you go.
You can rent a little bed, hang out for the day, and feel like you're at a hotel. When you're done, you're going to pack it up. You're going to head over. Where would I go?
Some afterwards? Options.
Lincoln Road, recharge. You're getting maybe yourself a drink or a nice espresso. Walk the mall. And then we're going to finish the evening with the kids. Where am I going to take the kids? So we're going to go to my old stomping grounds of the Los Miami Beach Hotel because they love kids there. Great menu. Sometimes they have movies playing that the kids will enjoy. Just a fun day on Miami Beach. And then you come back to a tangy home. We don't have any on Miami Beach yet, but we're right across the causeway. Miami, you'll come stay with us.
Great way. Perfect day, man. Experiences by Steve Turk.
I like that too. I'm going to have it too up myself. I need one of those days.
That sounds like a perfect day. I think I wouldn't have said it better. That definitely great things. And it's like a full fun packed day with the family. So I love that one.
Yeah. Come on down to Miami Beach. You can stay with us. But we're growing to different areas. And now we've finished the news here, but I want to talk a couple of things, right? We're trying to break into a bunch of different markets, different style homes. We've had some challenges, right? Getting new inventory because some turned down a lot of things that mm-hmm. just... What's our quote? If our mom or family wouldn't stay there, we're not going to really work with it unless the investor wants to invest in it. But what are some things that we wish we had? I'm going to put it out there. Let's put it in reverse. Like, what kind of homes do we want?
Yeah, we're looking for homes that, you know, we talk about it so much that are really creating that experience, right? We want that home that has the wow factor, that as soon as you go in, as soon as you get to the property, it has curb appeal. You're walking into a very, very, you know, unique decor property. There's additives. You know, I was talking to an owner last week that she had great ideas that she wanted to incorporate in the garage, like a little a virtual golf simulator in the back. She wanted to add a pool and then a pickleball court. I'm like, I love pickleball, so I thought that was a great idea. Another thing that's really you know, that we see that is taking off a lot as well is creating in the backyard little putt-putt for like a little mini golf as well. So that's taking off. Those things are so marketable and they create such an experience and such a good time with the family that, you know, really brings and really create that memory and that experience so that when they check out, they could tell their friends, they can have that memory. They could be, you know, sit with their family 20 years later and recall, remember when I beat you in pickleball at a great property in Aventura. So that's what we're looking for. Specifically in the properties itself, but we also want to branch out to being able to, you know, manage boutique hotels, host and power experiences and do really cool, unique things in the hospitality world.
Yeah. And I really, like, when I first started, I really wanted like the big mansions on the water and these villas, like how we used to have. That villa was like perfect. Chop it up.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Right. And you could make it small groups, big groups, rent out the whole place. But, you know, as we look more, like these homes that are now 15, 20, $30 million. It used to be like $5, $4, $3 million just a couple of years ago. You can't cover that mortgage with a short-term rental,
right?
Hard. No one, you don't have people coming in to spend $75,000 to cover these crazy mortgages and to make these things happen. Like, you see them out there. They're just not getting booked up all the time. Like once in a while. So in my head, We even had one. We had not that level, but it was a multi-million-dollar home on the water, just wrong location, right? It was
worse.
Not Miami Beach. If it was, maybe it would have done really well.
100%.
But I think now condo hotels. So I've been looking at this more. So if you're out there and you're getting into a condo hotel at a luxury hotel, our hotel background, like talk about like W Hotel, One Hotel South Beach, Satay, Fontainebleau, we're having talks now. We're putting those feelers out because I think that makes sense. Those kind of places have hotel and condos, mm-hmm. and the condos are the 2 and 3 bedrooms that you can rent, still have access to the hotel amenities. But we're trying to break into it. It's competitive. There's some long-term players in there, but I think that we can do it better because we have a better infrastructure.
I think so too. Yeah. So we can really create that hybrid, right? I mean, we have so many ideas that I think it'll work on both ends, or, you know, the condos, specifically residential condos, that can really create that hybrid experience and take it to the next level as far as being able to rent with, you know, possibly the hotel pool, and then also, you know, short-term rental with all of the marketing.
But I realized the condo hotels, we didn't realize until we started getting into it more, like the condo hotel program, if you go in with the hotel, most of them are charging 50% of your nightly rent, which is crazy, right? You make $100 that night, the hotel's making 50, you make 50. It's your property. And now there's so many tools that we can do and manage it at 25%. So you're going to make 75% of the money versus splitting it with someone 50, that's 50. Not doing all that much. We realized now that we have the tools, they make it sound very fancy. Oh, we have a tech stack and we have revenue management software and all these things. Like, listen, there's three tools that pretty much everybody uses.
Mm-hmm.
We use them too. And I can promise you that it's hard work. As long as you're on it every day, it's efficient. It doesn't cost 50% of your nightly rent.
Yep. Yep. And to top it off with the software, you need the right personnel as well, right? We have a team backed up doing just this. This is you know, all we do. And they're dedicated and they're trained, and we have processes set up in place and great practices. And the 6 years of experience that we have in our belt, and then combined another 20 years of hotel background. So, you know, we've seen it all, and we think we have a great, great idea and concept of what it should look like. And hopefully we get more into these hotels, and hopefully these hotels don't make it as difficult for short-term rentals to come into.
They're hard, but I think
make it difficult, right?
Get in. I'm putting that to the universe. I feel like we're going to start getting that. We're getting a lot of leads now through the website, which shows me that a lot of people aren't happy with their current management companies. So let's see what comes out there. But I'm putting it out there. So if you're listening, you have the hotel condo contacts, or you want us to help you with yours in the right places, we will do it. Like I said, it takes a lot to work with us. We're not shy about saying that, but we're happy to chat with you to get you to that level so that we can all be successful together. So
I love it.
I think we put it out there enough, right? We'll come back to us.
For sure. You got to put it out to the universe, and then it always comes back. So I love the topics and what we discuss, and how we're ending it on there as well. And you know, if you're out there, we can help you as well. If that's something similar that you're, you know, looking out to do in your area and your location. But yeah, hopefully we can work together with some more amazing people.
Yeah. And then next week we've got a new property coming on in North Carolina, right? What city are we in?
So we are in, Asheville. So we're in Asheville in, North Carolina, beautiful mountain house. I think last week I said it was called the Red Fox, but it's actually called the Shy Fox.
Shy Fox.
The Shy Fox. So it's a beautiful, beautiful property that I've had the pleasure of actually staying in already. So I know it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait to showcase it to everyone. But expanding our location.
Love it. Listen, expanding. Now we're in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina.
Naples.
Naples. We're going all over the place. We're sponsoring fighters. We've got events coming up.
Look at us.
We've got just going up. I like it. I like it. You know, it doesn't feel like it, but when you start talking out loud, all of a sudden you're 100%. Like, yeah, we've got a lot going on.
Yeah, that's why we go to conferences now, and people ask us, how do we have the time for it? But we make it work. A lot of efficiency. We use a lot of tools to help us get this done, and you can too. You could definitely do it too.
Yes, I think it's a good spot to end. So listen, for everyone, enjoy this Memorial Day weekend. If you're listening to this past Memorial Day, I hope you have a great day while you're listening to us. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to us on our website at tangymgmt.com. You can also follow here. If this was any value to you, or you think somebody would like to hear this, make sure to share it with them, because you never know who's doing what out there in real estate, or vacation rental, or short-term rental, long-term rental. We do it all. We're happy to chat with them. So we appreciate you listening. And until next week, have a great weekend. Perfect.